Scott Hansen, what does it mean to be and pull a Scott Hansen? You guys have done it, and we want to hear some of these stories. So Scott Hansen is the red zone guy, the gold zone guy for the Olympics. And earlier this week, he got all fired up during some event. We're not sure if it was gymnastics or swimming, but he cut his hand pounding the table in excitement. Have you ever injured yourself watching sports? 248-539-9797.
I've never injured myself. I have broken a side table or two, maybe a coffee table, where in 2001 is probably the most notable, and it was the whole Spartan Bob, Michigan State. I was watching that game, and when Michigan ended up losing it, yes, I slammed my hand down on a side table. The table crumbled, but I was unharmed. Unharmed.
Fists
yes. Karate
of steel.
Chop. Yes, fists of steel. Yes.
The table was never the same.
The table ended up going to the trash the very next day. But, yeah, I never cut my hand on it. And when you look at the picture of Scott Hansen.
There's some good blood there.
Yeah, I mean, he did some, I don't know how much damage it was, but there's a good stream of blood.
Yeah, he tweeted it out. He said, I was pounding the desk on Gold Zone when Team USA was winning a medal. I'm designated likely to return.
And we all have fallen in love with Scott Hansen on the red zone when he's covering the NFL. But they have mirrored that. NBC has mirrored that with an Olympic broadcast called the Gold Zone, where he takes you to all of the important things that are happening in the moment. Because whether it's swimming, it's gymnastics, it's shooting, there's so much going on at the same time around the Olympics. You know, and it's a great broadcast. I have watched a little bit of it. He does a tremendous job. It's fun. But the question is, have you ever injured yourself watching a sporting event? Whether it's out of frustration. And there's also been, I've had some people text me stories of they've been jumping up and down in celebration and sprained an ankle. We saw it with some kickers where they're a little bit over exuberant and they tear an ACL. It does happen that you could be injured, whether it's in frustration, in anger, but also in celebration. Heather, you don't look to me to be one that would have any type of reaction either way.
No, not like that, but I'm trying to think. This would be more in my youth when I would watch sports.
Oh, the wild and then, Heather days.
Well, no, when I tried to be that athlete, right? Like, I'm trying to
do
these backflips.
Oh, you're trying to mirror what they're doing?
Yes, like, especially when it comes to gymnastics. I would always be in my living room doing things along with the TV. And I'm trying to remember, like, if I ever hurt myself
Is this the reason you've talked about your back issues before? Is this a reason why you have back issues now?
Probably, because I was trying to do backflips and things I couldn't do when I was younger. But I don't think, no, I don't get overly excited. I mean, I do get excited.
Sure.
But I don't get overly disappointed either.
How about Confrontational Colin? I don't think he's listening now.
Oh, I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah.
I don't think he's injured himself watching a game.
So this is what
sports
led to me having the bad call brick. Have you guys seen those? It's a little foam brick that you can get. Sometimes they're, you know, I have one that's maize and blue. You can get ones that are green and white. You have some of the Pistons colors, Lions colors, all that stuff. And so when I get frustrated, I grab the bad call brick and I throw it at the TV. But it's just a little foam brick.
Well, you've seen the videos online of people
that's
breaking their TVs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Smashing him.
Yeah. After something that happens, and with the technology that is now in TVs, I know they aren't necessarily as expensive as they were, but if you get a 4K TV, that's a pricey mistake.
It's a four-digit mistake. Some of these nicer TVs. I know you can get cheap TVs, but if you got a nice setup at home, these people lose their mind in the moment. That's why we love sports, but we want those stories. 248-539-9797. Have you injured yourself? Or maybe some of your furniture, something in the house.
Or someone else. Let's hope not.
I hope not, but yes. Let's get to the phones with some stories. We have Blake in Livonia. Blake, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, hello. How's it going?
Good morning.
Hi. So about 10 years ago when the Lions were playing the Saints, I was banging on the seats trying to make noise late in the game, and one of the nails from the numbers on the seats went all the way through my hand.
No. Oh. No.
Yep, had to get a
did you remove
shot
it right away, or did it stick?
No. So I had had a few beverages, so I didn't even notice what was happening until my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, went, hey, your hand's bleeding. And I looked, and the nail didn't, like, come out. Like, the nail was still stuck on the seat, but it kind of came all the way out, and it was, like 2 inches, and it was all bloody.
Mm-mm. No. That's awful.
Did it require stitches?
No, I actually went to the medical staff, and they just wanted to give me a Band-Aid, and then my wife was like, could you give a little more? Like, could you do a little, did you guys, like, clean it off or something like that? And it's actually where we have our season tickets, and I've gone back, and they never put the nails back on. They took the seat cover off, and they've soldered a new seat number on it.
Probably for the best. Did they win that game?
You already dropped it.
That's all right. Want to know if it was worth it or not. Let's get to Joe in West Bloomfield. Joe, what's your story? Have you been Scott Hansen?
Well, good morning, guys. It's related, okay? And it's topical, too, because it was during football training up in northern Michigan where I grew up. You know the scrimmages, John, that you have in the beginning of the year?
Oh, yeah. So yeah, there's usually three or four teams that might be there.
Yeah, they don't count, right? They're just seeing how you do, right? So I think Gaylord was there, maybe Traverse City. And I was on the other side of the field. The play had ended. Well, it hadn't ended yet. The running back went off the field. My mom happened to be standing with some other parents, and she got wiped out. The running back just barreled over her. She was out cold. It was terrible. Like, I ran over there all geared up, and I'm like, they brought her too. She was fine. That was a story for years, right? But that was related to, you know, being a spectator and being injured. So there you go.
So was this long enough ago to where they gave her some smelling salts, she came to, and then she stayed on the sidelines, or did they have to actually, like, remove her from the game in the ambulance?
Oh, she's a gamer, and it was 1984, I remember it. She was good, she was fine. She got up and watched it, and like I say, it was kind of a story after that, but she was hit hard.
Oh, I imagine she was, and she probably didn't even see it coming.
No, not at all. She's talking as usual. 5'2", my mom turned around talking. She got blitzed.
Gosh.
Ouch.
Yikes.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
You want some of these ticket texts we got coming in?
Yeah, let's hear them.
My 9-year-old hit a home run in a baseball tourney, and I sprained my chest muscle cheering so hard, I thought it was a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh.
Having chest pains. That's actually kind of scary.
Yeah, it would
be. But then to come to find out that it's just the chest muscle, you tore a pec cheering on your 9-year-old.
That's pretty cool. Some ticket texts coming in. This one says, I was watching a Michigan-Ohio State game.
Those are some anger there. Can be.
Big play happens. I jumped off my chair with a jumping fist bump. I hit my head on the ceiling, fell on a TV tray. Not fun.
Yeah, not fun. That's always my concern when I watch a game in the basement. Our basement ceiling, there's a couple of different levels where, right next to the couch, it's a little bit lower because there's an air duct that's been covered up. And I'm always very conscious where I sit during a game because I could have that type of an injury as well where you jump up and all of a sudden, bam, in the basement, you hit your head.
There are some more ticket texts coming in. This one says, fourth down, Michigan, Ohio State. Boating all day, wife taking a nap. I slammed my beer down on the coffee table. The glass coffee table shattered. Wife comes in the room, takes one look at me and says, my God, it's only Michigan football. You're an idiot. What she didn't realize is I cut my hand open. I needed 20 stitches.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
But I spent all night trying to seal the cut up and ended up having to go to the ER the next day.
20 stitches, that's a lot.
Yeah, he spent all night trying to cover it up because his wife's already mad that
he broke the coffee table.
Now they got to go to the ER and get stitches. That sucks.
It's incredible. This one says, morning, guys. Caller probably referring to October 19th, 2014. It was a last-minute Stafford to Corey Fuller win. Dave on Google. It may have been. This one says, when Calvin Johnson fumbled at the goal line at Seattle, my remote went through the TV.
Ooh. Those can be tough.
I've never been that mad to where I would throw a remote through a TV.
Oh, really? You've never slammed a remote down?
Not throw it through a TV. I've been, you slam something down, but throw it at your TV?
Yeah, well, I don't think
it seems so unnatural.
Well, I don't know that the intended target would necessarily be the TV. You just grab it in frustration and throw it across the room, and oops, there's the TV.
When Decker caught the 2-point against Dallas, I woke up everyone running around circles in the house only to be disappointed.
Yeah.
That was such an emotional swing. I was in the Lions studio, radio booth, doing the post game after, and the whiplash of emotion.
Oh, yeah.
They did it, and they did it in a cool way, in a Ben Johnson way. That's Dan Campbell, right? Dan Miller's call is, yeah. Ben Johnson, Ben Johnson, Ben Johnson. Instead, yelling about the yeah. referee for days and weeks and probably years later.
Well, and behind the scenes on that one, I was out in California and watching it actually with Lisa and Teddy, and it was one of Lisa's high school classmates. Her husband was a huge Dallas fan. And so I'm up giving them what for in the moment, and then all of a sudden the turnaround, and yeah, that was not a pleasant experience at all.
248-539-9797. Have you ever made the Scott Hansen move? Have you ever pulled a Scott Hansen? You're watching sports, good or bad,
yep.
positive or negative. You hurt yourself or your furniture or hopefully nobody around you, but it happens. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.